Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Are we on, Bryn?
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
For me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Feedback from Vinny's mom.
Well, smooth so far.
Sorry about that. You know, like my phone's just still on. I keep trying to turn it down.
Here you go.
Vinny, I see you. You're so far away.
But can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you could hear me. Okay. I thought for some reason the audio was... Okay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And there's our music. Great.
Is the feed that you guys are, that we're on the phone and you said I'm far away, is that being broadcast?
No. Not yet.
Oh, that's just for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I was thinking that people could see us, but they can't yet. And by the way, for everyone who's inquiring about that, as you can see, things aren't going perfectly smoothly with the broadcast yet. As soon as we get that all ironed out, then we'll figure it.
Yeah, I'm not ready to deal with that yet. That's what...
you let us know when that's happening, you guys.
On our end, as far as, you know, working from home, which is today's our first try.
Yeah. Yes.
Why am I hearing Bryn and Brian talk?
I don't know. Well,
I just heard you.
Yeah, Brian must be.
You know what? You're hearing us through the phones. The phones is what was messing me up too.
You guys need to mute all your phones.
Yeah, that FaceTime thing was messing me up earlier too. I'm like, why?
Hold on. Bear with us, people, please. Yeah, we all need to put our phones on mute. I just put mine on mute too.
I will say that you guys sound wonderful.
Well, I listened back to the podcast from Saturday. So let's start over. Let's just pretend the last minute didn't happen. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. I mean, as happy as it can possibly be. The world is weird. Everything has gone bananas. I don't even know what else to say about that except that
except that we're going to say a lot more about it for the rest of the show.
And that's really because, honestly, as I looked through, you know, all the links that were sent to me and the searching.
I still hear Bryn in my headphones.
Yeah, I don't have Bryn anymore, but Bryn, you need to mute your end.
I think it might have been Nicole's. I'm not sure. I thought I muted mine.
No,
but
I have mine on.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and cut them all off.
Yeah, how about we kill the FaceTime call?
Yeah, let's kill the FaceTime
let's
right
kill
now.
That.
There's too much going on.
The FaceTime call's just not working out for us. Okay. Pick three. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the new world. The world where, listen, you know, for me personally, my commute got really short. This I think we're going to be able to work this out. For the people who are out there on the front lines.
Hear you, Bryn.
Oh, you guys can still hear each other.
Why is he giggling about that?
I don't know. I didn't think it
was the phone the whole time.
Yeah. You're getting some kind of a loop back.
It's what I was trying to tell him is it's coming in my headphones. It's not coming through the phone. The phone wouldn't get into my headphones, would it?
I just got an explanation from Brian that it's a whole long story, but even though I was off the air, it was still feeding your headphones for a very random reason. All right, I'll be back.
Is it gone
okay.
now?
It's gone now, yeah. We got to do something else, but yeah.
As okay.
Vinny, is it gone?
I believe it's gone, but I don't know if he's talking at the moment. Right now, I don't hear him.
Okay. Vinny, it's just me and you now. So let's take four.
Take whatever this is. Yes, go.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to the new world, ladies and gentlemen. I became intimately familiar with Instacart over the weekend.
It's really excellent, although...
It really is. How are those people going to do it?
Well, I think that one of the trippy things, because Christina's been doing it for a long time now. She's pro. One of the things she told me over the weekend was Instacart's backed up to Tuesday for deliveries.
Oh,
so while they're still working, they're not delivering same day, or at least last time she and I talked about it, they're not delivering same day the way they usually do.
Right.
So you sort of got to think that through. And I know that, for example, Maria, Christina's mom, mm-hmm. is older and more susceptible to the problems that can come from the coronavirus. So we're going to be doing orders for her. Uh-huh. And you got to think out in advance, like, okay, how many days do you have and what's the delivery date? And so you got to juggle all that in order to get it right. Otherwise, someone's going to just go, I'm going to the store. I'm not going to sit here, you know?
Right. And, you know, and people are doing that too. I mean, I assume I've got a girlfriend here who was sending me pictures of herself with a mask and gloves. And I just mm-hmm. thought, well, you know, for whatever effectiveness that provides, you go, girl.
Well, look, I do think that if you go to, which I did on Saturday morning, I was at the Whole Foods and the Target, and none of those people were wearing masks. And by those people, I mean the workers, not the customers were tripping and loading up and gashing shelves like crazy. But the employees were just sitting there. So I guess they've either resigned themselves to, I have to work
well, that's
all
what it
day.
Comes down to for a lot of people. I mean, look, we're lucky our station was able to make accommodations for us. I mean, you know, and beyond people who are working at Target, like the people I'm thinking about right now are the people who work in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
the people who are exposing themselves every day. I would like to say thank you for doing that. We're self-quarantining. I mean, I think the whole idea of the self-quarantine is, you know, as you were talking about last week, you know, we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system by all showing up, by catching the thing on the same day and showing up there. So I don't even know that, you know, we're necessarily never going to get it, but we're going to try to stagger how many people are at the hospital at any given time. And there, I'm sure there's going to be, if this thing gets really bad, they're going to be setting up tense places where people are going to
right.
go, you know.
Well, I've been reading quite a bit about it, as you would imagine, and one of the things the docs are saying is you can call them if you think you have symptoms. In most cases, if you're not elderly and you don't have underlying respiratory issues, they'll probably tell you just stay home.
Yep.
Drink water, do what you do with the flu, unless it gets to a point where you need I don't know.
Intervention.
Well, I'm guessing you might. Look, I just had the flu. What was that? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And the cough was the thing. And I think that's the thing with the coronavirus. So there may be, it may be necessary for you to get some kind of cough medicine. You know, for me in particular, I was like, I need cough medicine without alcohol.
Right. What's your brand?
Well, no, the doctor had to prescribe something to me. So whatever they prescribed, that's I was at the actual urgent care when I explained what I've been taking doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And it's just because alcohol is actually a key ingredient to most cough medicines.
Yeah.
So anyway, but they will prescribe that for you. So that's one of the things that you might need to help you get through the early...
You know, we're self-quarantining. We're not, you know, don't bother people. Unless you're, but, you know, if you find yourself in real distress, that is the time. Don't say, oh, I don't want to overburden. No, you need to go and get help. I don't want to encourage anybody to not get help if you feel that you need it. But right, if you're like, look, if it, if, you know, here at our house, I think our situation would be different, very different from, say, your house where you've got little
ones. Oh, we are going to flip our lids if either of the little kids, both our little kids have a reason to not get this. Right. And I realize most of the world have reasons not to get it, but I'm talking about real health complications that will be a problem. So we'll probably be running to the urgent care. If it's gotten into our house, it came in through me because I've been out. You know, the missus has already sort of been in isolation. It could have come in through one of the kids who goes to school, but I it seems like...
The thing is, even if it comes into your house, it's almost a useless exercise to try to figure out where it came from.
Right.
Because we're all in contact with everyone. I mean, listen, in retrospect, we should have self-quarantined a week ago. Like, we just, I think as Americans, I felt like we got the message last week. I mean, unless you'd already found yourself in the situation. But it felt like, oh, that's happening elsewhere. Now it feels like it's happening around us. And I don't want people to freak out and panic, but obviously steps need to be taken. But getting back to the people who can't take those steps, people who have part-time jobs and need that money,
right,
or people who have the side hustle, they're trying. I mean, I don't know what's happening to Uber and Lyft. Are people calling for those anymore?
It's, you know, what's weird is as we broadcast, usually it's good to have some idea of what the general public's up to, but we kind of don't where that's concerned because we already live weirdly quiet lives because of our hours.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't know what Uber's doing out there. I don't even take Uber.
Right. Well, my son took an Uber to get here on Friday at which point we said, and you're never leaving.
Oh, your son from Berkeley.
Yes. So he took a Uber from Berkeley. And, I was sort of joking with him on Friday, you know, as we were I was kind of excited to work from home and, you know, to test out how this whole thing was going to go. And I just don't think it had hit me yet. And I said, hey, listen, do you have any Purell at your house? Make sure the hand, I was kind of being funny about it. And I realized as I was even saying to him, I'm like, you know, those are actually not horrible ideas. Like, wipe everything down, wipe down the seatbelt. Don't touch anything in the car. You know, you just don't, because not necessarily the driver, but you don't know who else has been in the backseat of your Uber. So
he didn't drive because the car doesn't work, or he just wanted to leave it there? Or what was his reason for the Uber?
Well, remember his catalytic converter got stolen weeks ago.
Oh, that's not been...
No, it just got fixed, but we're waiting. There's some kind of plate that they'll put. It's a long story about what they can do to retrofit it so it makes it more difficult to steal it. So it's waiting to get that, and he was afraid to park it back on his street because apparently a couple of other people have had theirs taken as well.
After you've been robbed, usually you've got a brand new thing that they can steal.
Right. They're excited. They can't wait for you to get your car back.
Right.
So he had decided last week not to take it to school, and so Uber was
sense. So the car wasn't working and he's in the Uber, whatever.
Right. So he comes back with that, and by the time Saturday had rolled around, we'd decided, and I'm sure that at this point everything's closed anyway. There was no, I was like, you don't even have to call and make excuses to the people that you were supposed to see this week. Like, nobody's seeing anybody.
This morning as I was doing some story searching, and most 8 out of 9 out of 10 are coronavirus related. One of them was the president finally said, we need to end the hoarding. And as you were mentioning a second ago, we should have probably done this a week ago. There were plenty of people who had the message early enough. I don't know if they listened to conspiracy theorists or they just knew in advance, but those shelves got gashed somehow. And it wasn't by me. Because when I got there, everything was gone already.
I was all, where's the things I need?
Right. So some people did get the message. And you know what? Applause for you, I guess. I mean,
you were on it. Thank you.
You beat everybody to the punch.
If you could set up a little yard sale for later this week when people can come by and buy, you know, canned peaches from you, that'd be...
I was super surprised at the Target when the guy at the store, and this was Saturday morning, the guy at the store goes, I'm not sure if I can sell you this many baby wipes. And I'm like, why? And
there he said, a limit?
Well, he was saying because everyone now shifted away from toilet paper to the baby wipes, grown-ups.
There was a limit on toilet paper, too, at Costco. Oh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. There was a limit of two. I only grabbed one anyway, but people were telling me that.
Yeah, so that was, I actually pulled up, which, you know, any parent can do with, like, lightning speed. I was able to pull up a photo of my baby and go, look, real baby. I got a baby. I got one, so I'm going to need these because she still craps herself.
Yeah.
So
that goes on for a while.
Mm-hmm. But it was weird to find out that that's what everything had shifted. And I'm telling everyone. So now anyone who didn't already think of that is on it. But
yeah. Oh, well, we're all learning. We're all learning the new ways, including for this broadcast. So in case you're just joining us and you don't know, we are 75 miles away from each other. We should find out exactly how far away we are. Vinny, you're down in the Santa Cruz area, and I'm up here in the Marin area. And Bryn, you and Nicole are there at the station, but I believe that's ending as well fairly soon here.
We'll see about that.
Yep.
Working on it.
Yep. So we have no contests. We're not going to be doing those. I guess we don't want to send our Corona tickets out into the world or something. And also, there's no one at the station to take care of those things. So we are just going to be here. Look, I am going to look for stuff that, and I have a few things that have nothing, not many, but a few things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. So we will do some of that stuff. And I'm sure you're scouring as well. I mean, I truly am looking for people are getting the message. It's bombarding them from all sides. So we'll try to be a little port in the storm to some degree, you know, we'll at least we're at home and
Look, to anyone within listening distance, we're trying. Yep. That's all we can offer you in terms of finding stories that aren't coronavirus related. The truth is 8 out of 10 stories are related to this. So, and this is unprecedented. I mean, every minute that passes, there's a new, like now bars are closed. Are gyms next?
Oh, I honestly, would you go to the gym?
Movie theaters?
Oh,
restaurants?
I'll tell you the box office coming up pretty soon.
Yeah,
I mean, even if they're not closed, they're pretty much closed.
A few gyms I know about are closed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a trip. Like, this is, you know, they're adding to the... So we'll try to keep you up to date on that and then talk nonsense as well.
Right, we'll try to be doofuses. KLSC, KLSC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back from our houses.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.